This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The National Weather Service says heavy snow along the Front Range this evening could impact travel. Meteorologist Zach Hyrus says Metro Denver could get 7 inches tonight, the foothills as much as a foot.
We're going to see rush hour kind of turn to a slush hour as we turn to heavy snow right around the time of the evening commute.
Officials also say be prepared for icy roads during the morning commute. The White House has removed the scientists picked by the previous president to lead a key climate report. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
Betsy Weatherhead is an experienced atmospheric scientist who worked at the University of Colorado for almost 25 years. She was tapped by the Trump administration to oversee the U.S. government's definitive report on the effects of climate change. The Washington Post reports there was friction between Weatherhead and some officials working on the report research. She's been reassigned to the U.S. Geological Survey, and a replacement has not been announced. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
At around 6 o'clock Mountain Time tonight, Colorado Congressmembers Diana DeGette and Joe Neguse will lead a moment of silence on the House floor for the victims of the King Soopers shooting. DeGette says it's a way to honor the 10 people who were killed in Boulder and hopes it's a wake-up call for federal lawmakers who don't support what she calls common sense gun safety bills. A fast-moving storm will dump heavy snow tonight for the metro area. There's also a red flag warning until 9 tonight for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.